The pandemic has surprisingly not hindered the interior design and decorating business. In fact, things have picked up.
People are, they're not traveling, right? Because they're not spending those large ticket items. They're like, this is the year we're going to put that backyard patio in or redo our kitchen or bathroom.
That was Cheryl Magnuson, owner of Majestic Interior Design in Bloomington. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, January 14th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. 2020 was a hard year for auto sales. Analysts say sales dipped by 15% last year amid the pandemic. That's the industry's worst showing since the 1980s. John Fair, corporate manager for the Sam Lehman Auto Group, says there's been an impact on both supply and demand.
The issue comes because the months were so strong. I think that was unanticipated. The factory didn't necessarily keep up, and there are going to have some problems with COVID, be it a section of the factory possibly was affected, or people can't come to work due to childcare issues, schools closing.
Mike Miller, owner of the Mike Miller Auto Group in Peoria, says while the roads are noticeably less crowded these days, he hasn't seen a precipitous drop-off in new business.
I think people are driving less. They're driving less to events. They're driving less on vacation because there hasn't been the places to go in some cases. But we still have been busy, and our schedule and service is full.
In a way, Fair says the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated a major change in the auto sales business model, which was already underway.
Even dealerships, the vast majority of our business is done online anymore today. We still have traffic on the lot, but online is definitely the future. I don't think COVID changed that. I just think it moved it quicker in the time frame ahead.
In the later quarters of 2020, analysts like TrueCar say auto sales rebounded to nearly pre-pandemic levels after a sluggish showing in the early months of COVID-19. Many dealers are also offering extra incentives, like 0% interest rates, to entice people to purchase a new vehicle. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria Republican Congressman Darren LaHood voted against impeachment. He says it would, quote, only inflame and further divide the country. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says she swore an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution, and that's why she voted to impeach President Donald Trump yesterday afternoon. Public health officials report 5,682 new COVID-19 cases in Illinois today, and an additional 97 deaths. More than 3,600 Illinoisans are currently hospitalized for COVID-19, 749 are in the ICU, and 386 are on ventilators. More than 700,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered across the state so far. Illinois has a new House Speaker as Democrats elect Emmanuel Chris Welch to replace Michael Madigan as the chamber's leader. Madigan is the longest-serving state House Speaker in U.S. history, serving all but 2 years since 1983. Welch is the first black man to lead the Illinois House. And First District Councilmember Denise Moore withdrew a proposal before the Peoria City Council to approve the use of $550,000 in TIF funds to purchase the former Aldi grocery store building at 210 Southwestern Avenue. She says additional time is needed to continue discussions within the community regarding the future of the building. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Have you ever wondered what the person on the other side of the screen thinks of your home during a Zoom meeting? Until now, a lot of us haven't. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more on how interior designers and decorators are seeing more business, as well as some helpful tips from them on how to best present your Zoom room on screen.
2020 will forever be known as the year spent indoors and online. Virtual meetings, hangouts, and events played a huge part in staying connected with one another. And those extra hours cooped up at home sparked a desire for individuals to perform new renovations to their homes. Interior decorators and designers have experienced an uptick in business since the pandemic started. Cheryl Magnuson, owner of Majestic Interior Design in Bloomington, says that she believes the recent increase in business is coming from people spending their time at home more than anywhere else.
Everyone has been at home. They are in their rooms trying to make their offices look nice. They are trying to make their dining rooms into offices. And on top of that, people are redoing kitchens. We have never done so many kitchen and bath remodels because they're not traveling, right? Because they're not spending those large ticket items. They're like, this is the year we're going to put that backyard patio in or redo our kitchen or bathroom.
However, Magnuson also says the pandemic isn't a boon for interior decorating necessarily. COVID-19's impact on factories and production companies has led to less product becoming available.
Even working here in town with a local furniture store, it's been one of their best years ever. The thing is, it's so busy that they're really backed up. You have factories that have COVID shutdowns and requirements, restrictions. So everything's kind of slowed down in the industry as far as like getting product.
While doing things virtually and from the comfort of your home has its benefits, it also has its drawbacks. Communicating via screen has been known to create insecurities in individuals both about how they personally appear on camera, but also how their home appears. Melissa Phillips, design consultant at Bella Grove in Peoria, gives some advice on how to create the best presentation on camera.
Lighting is obviously important, and you want to have the lighting in front of you, not behind you. It's actually better if you sit kind of straight onto a wall. Don't have your camera shooting into a corner. Actually have a wall behind you. The main thing is really just kind of get some kind of depth or dimension back there. So if you have a bookcase or some shelves or a fireplace, even, that will help give it some interest.
Kathy Crank, co-owner of Lippmann's Furniture and Interiors, says that soundproofing a room is also conducive for holding the best virtual meetings.
We would recommend you try to soundproof your room to a degree, which from an interior standpoint, a lot of the homes today have hard surfaces on the floor, whether it's wood or a vinyl of some sort. So you would put a rug in that area. Fabrics will help absorb sound that might be background noise when you're having a meeting.
Melissa Phillips from Bella Grove also recommends steering away from having too many personal items on display in the background of a meeting.
We would probably suggest that you maybe stay away from anything too personal. If it's a, you know, it's a business situation that you're having the meeting, you don't necessarily want to have, I would say, lots of family photos or anything too political or too personal that some people might get uncomfortable staring at that behind you.
Cheryl Magnuson from Majestic Interior Design believes that the virtual world in which we are currently living in is going to continue to benefit the interior design business.
I think it's actually going to be good because we've been pushed to this world of Zoom and virtual. So and that's going to mean it's easier for us to do long distance condos, for example. We have clients that have condos in Chicago. They move out of state and they want our help from there. So now we're all comfortable with Zoom, and I think it's going to be even more potential for our business.
All three women say individuals should feel comfortable and enjoy where they spend most of their time. For a lot of us right now, that place is in fact our home. I am Olivia Streeter.
For more tips on dressing up your room for Zoom, head to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.